and welcome to the MBOM podcast, where you'll learn to master the business of yoga. MBOM is a proud part of the Wander Barn Podcast Network, and I'm your host, Amanda Kingsmith. I'm a 500-hour registered yoga teacher, a yoga business coach, and a total business geek. Here at MBOM, you'll learn everything you need to know to create a sustainable yoga business by learning from myself and guests from around the world about how they built their yoga businesses. And about how you too can become a successful yoga teacher, studio owner, and much more. All right, let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the MBOM podcast. I am really excited that you're joining me for today's episode of the show. This week's episode of the podcast is brought to you in part by Offering Tree. Offering Tree is your one-stop shop for all things yoga business, and it's truly a company and a software that I love, but it's not just me that loves them. Carly, who's the owner of Radical Rest Yoga, also had some great things to say. She said, "I've never built a website before, and it's just something that was easy for me to just keep putting off. And so I looked into it, and I was considering other options. It felt very risky at the time. They let you kind of build it first, see how it looks before you press the go button. I was talking to my husband, like, am I just going to be throwing away this investment of money to commit this for a year when I don't even know if anybody's going to show up? And I made my money back in 2 weeks for the year. So this is just a little reminder that sometimes investing in yourself and in your business can be hugely beneficial, especially if you invest in a software and in things that can actually help you be more efficient and more productive. And that's a perfect segue into today's guest, because I'm really excited to be joined by Renee Claire from the Productive Wellnesspreneur. And if you've listened to the show for a while, then you're familiar with Renee. She's been on the show quite a few times at this point. She is a yoga and meditation teacher, as well as a project manager who supports yoga teachers with their productivity. And I've talked about this before, but I've worked with Renee quite a bit, both one-on-one as well as in group settings. And she has such an amazing approach on productivity. She always starts her approach on productivity with self-care and creating schedules that actually work for us. So we did an episode earlier this year about how to actually sit down and make time to get your goals done. And she was integral for me in planning, my projects and my tasks for maternity leave, helping me set up a schedule that worked, a couple of years ago. And I really come back to her tools and techniques and teachings so often. And this episode is kind of fun because it originally aired on MBOM Behind the Scenes. So it's short and sweet, and we are talking very specifically about automating and batching in your business. So you might not be familiar with automation and batching, and in that case, you're going to learn a ton. These are hugely, hugely, hugely beneficial tools for getting off social media, saving time in your business, being able to really spend time on, your zone of genius and the things that you're best at. And if you're a little bit familiar with them, Renee, of course, gives some really great tips for how to set up automation and batching and save yourself some time. And these have truly been hugely helpful in my own business. So I hope that you really enjoy this episode. I hope you get a lot out of it. And without further ado, here is Renee. Renee, welcome back to the show. Welcome behind the scenes. I'm excited to have you here with me.
Yay! I love being behind the scenes. Thank you.
Yeah, you were actually my very first behind the scenes episode ever. So it's awesome to have you back on. You're the first reoccurring guest back here.
Yeah, I feel like I got like a medal today. Thank you.
I love it. And so we just had a really great conversation talking about your top tips for productivity and time management. And I know one of the things that you recommend to people that we didn't talk about on the show is automation and batching. So I'm wondering if we can dive into that a little bit. Can you start by sharing a little bit about what automation and batching are?
Yes. Automation is one of my favorite things. It's a huge time saver. And what we mean by automation is using computers to do tasks for us, especially repetitive tasks and sometimes time-consuming tasks. And then batching, on the other hand, is still manual work, but it saves you a lot of time because you're doing similar tasks all at one sitting.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And so when it comes to automation, where do we get started with that as yoga teachers? Like what should we be automating?
Oh my gosh. Okay. These are the top three things that I would love to see people automate more. The first thing is scheduling. Using a scheduling software that, so you can stop the back and forth between, when do you want a private yoga session? Can you meet on Thursday at 10? No, Thursdays are awful for me. How about Monday morning? No, Monday I work and I take care of my kiddo, or, something like that. So a scheduling software saves you so much time because you don't have to do the back and forth, and it lets your student or client drive, as I like to call it. So they go on to your scheduling software. There's good ones like I use Acuity, Schedulicity is out there. Calendly is another one, but your client, you can direct them to a quick link and they just go and they look at your schedule and they choose something that works for them. And then all of a sudden, boom, you guys have the same calendar invite. And sometimes, like with my scheduling software, you can set up a link, an online link for you guys to match up on. So I think scheduling software is first and foremost, because I've seen a lot of back and forth. You can also do this with your online classes, workshops, so on and so forth. The next thing is scheduling your social media posts. I bet you probably, if you're listening to this now, you've heard people talk about it. I'm pretty sure Amanda's talked about it. I actually discovered Hootsuite because of you, Amanda. And I'm forever grateful for you. I had been using other different scheduling softwares for social media, but Hootsuite is where it's at for me right now. I love uploading my posts and pictures and things that I create and having little blurbs, which is content written out. And I just do all of this on Monday, and which is batching. I'm skipping ahead. But needless to say, all of my posts get scheduled and then I just sit back and watch them, post during the week, and I just get to respond to people. So automation for social media is huge. And the third one, Amanda, is automating a freebie. This is really huge for yoga teachers in that it connects everything you do, all of your marketing efforts, with a sales effort. And it's a lot time consuming. If you have like a recorded, video that's a freebie or a PDF, and you're just giving that out to people who maybe email you on social, on your newsletter or on social, if you can send people a link, they go to it, they get it, it saves you a lot of time. And beyond that, like kind of a bonus automation is setting up a sequence, which is a series of emails where you can stay in touch with the person that just opted in for your freebie. Those are my three plus my fourth, so another one, my four favorite things as far as it comes to automation. What do you think?
Yeah, I love those. I am definitely a big fan of everything you mentioned. And I can also speak from experience of going from doing the back and forth of planning like podcast interviews, coaching calls, that type of thing, to putting a calendar in. And it's like such a game changer, honestly. Everyone already has enough admin work to do. There's enough admin tasks on our plate. We don't need any more. And so yeah, having a schedule is huge. And then also agree with automating your social media. That was also something massive for me. I mean, one, it allowed me to post more and then spend more time actually engaging. I used to just like, especially when I started MBOM, just spend so much time trying to think about what to post and when to post it. And then I'd finally actually do it that I'd be so exhausted by the time I did that, that I'm like, I don't want to go on Instagram for like 4 days.
Be sure. It is. It does. It results in burnout, especially for those of us who don't really want to be on social media. I'm raising my hand here.
Hey, yoga teachers. We're just taking a quick break from the podcast to talk about Offering Tree. Today, I want to talk about the difference between OfferingTree and Acuity. They're both software platforms that you can use to schedule classes and private lessons online. But my favorite choice is OfferingTree, and I want to tell you why. First of all, you can customize the look and feel of your signup experience with OfferingTree. You can add unique photos and customize the page layout for your homepage and any landing page. With OfferingTree, you can also offer pay what you can pricing options or sliding scale pricing. You can't do that with other platforms. OfferingTree is also much more user-friendly for both your customers and you to set up. You could sign up for OfferingTree today and start scheduling classes that are integrated with Zoom in just 30 minutes. And finally, OfferingTree is so much more than just a scheduling tool. With just one login and just one monthly fee, you can host your website, schedule classes, sell on-demand content, and send your students email and text messages. Here's what Aaron, an OfferingTree user, said about the platform. I feel like I can do so much in one place with OfferingTree. Their monthly fee gets you what other companies are charging, like 10 bucks a piece or more. When you're running your own business, it's so important to keep costs low, while also using tech that you trust. So instead of paying for a website and a scheduling system, you can do it all in one place with OfferingTree. OfferingTree plans start at just $22 a month, and I'm excited to partner with OfferingTree to offer MBM listeners a special discount. You can get 15% off an annual plan or 50% off the first 3 months by heading to OfferingTree.com/MBM. Once again, that's OfferingTree.com/MBM. All right, now back to the show.
All right. Should I tell you some examples that I love for batching?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Number one, which I think the ego can get in the way sometimes with this one, but is batching your newsletters. I think it's incredible if you can write your newsletter like a week in advance, so you're not writing it and sending it at the same day. But what I would like to gently challenge everybody to do is to schedule a month of newsletters. And so that's batching. You can at any point go in and, you know, edit before they go out if you feel like you're going to be like very disconnected to your content. But it is a huge, huge, huge time saver. The other thing that I really love to encourage people to batch are their social media posts. So you, of course, you knew that was coming because I talked about automating, but automation and batching can go hand in hand. Like you can schedule your newsletters too in advance, which I love, right? But if you don't have scheduling software, you're not ready to learn how to use one, you can write all this stuff out. I love using like Airtable to keep track of my content. So everything's right there for you. You just pull it in when you need it. But the same thing goes for social media posts. And that way, everything's really aligned, right? All of your posts are the same. They can be connected with your newsletters too. The other thing that I really recommend people batch, if you can, are your videos, your blogs, and or if you have podcast episodes. So what I mean by that is maybe you can do a couple of them. Like Amanda, how many podcast interviews do you have today?
Recorded or like fully ready to go?
Oh, actually, well, will you break it down? Like, so how many of us are you going to interview today?
So I only do two interviews. Like I do like four interviews a month. So you're my second interview today, and that's all I'll do.
Okay. That's amazing. And so that's batching within itself because you're like, okay, I'm going to have two interviews today. And of course, even they are a little time consuming. So that makes total sense that there would only be two. And then when you sit down to edit your episodes, how many are you working on at one time?
So I send them through to production. So I have a production manager that edits for me. And I usually sit down at the beginning of the month. So I actually just did this last week for the month of January because this was the first week that I was back doing the podcast again since my vacation for the holidays. And I recorded all of the intros and outros and ads and that type of thing for the month. So I always do like a month ahead of time and then I send all of that to my producer and he usually does it week by week.
That's amazing. Okay. So number one, you have amazing help. Yay. And then And that's so cool. So you batch all of the extra stuff for your episodes like at one time, so it's ready for the whole month.
Yeah, exactly. And then I usually stay about like 10 to 12 episodes like ahead. So I usually have like 3 months of content ready to go. And just because of like advertisers and I mean, whatever's happening in the world, like I try not to get too far ahead with the podcast just because sometimes things need to change and switch. But I like having kind of like a month ready to go. And then I just spend one day kind of on it in the month. And then there's just like weekly things that have to happen, which I do on Thursday afternoons, which we're recording on a Thursday right now. So like Thursdays are my MBOM day. So I usually do like stuff for the podcast in the afternoon.
And that's how you batch, my friends.
Yeah. It's interesting though. You were saying like, you know, doing like a month worth of emails, and we're usually like 5 or 6 days ahead on an email, but not a month's worth. I was like, ooh, maybe that's like the next thing I strive for is being like a whole month ahead on my whole production and emails and stuff. That would be really cool.
Yes. We know someone who batches their social media for 30 days ahead, and I'm still working up to that. I've managed to get like 2-4 newsletters and 3 weeks of social media posts, but I'm still working on getting 4 weeks of social media posts. But yes, I think batching also, not only does it become easier over time because you start to get used to the repetitive things that you need to do, which in itself is a time saver, but it also takes a little while for each of us to get really aligned with our messaging, really connected with our offerings, really feel confident within them. And that sort of happens over time as we develop our businesses, you know, which like Amanda, you're such an amazing coach, like to support people with as they develop their businesses and especially for the studios.
Amazing. Thank you for that. Is there anything else you want to share about automating or batching before we wrap up today?
No, I think that's it for right now. I feel like that's probably a hefty start for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so too. It's lots of good stuff. So I appreciate that. If people want to learn more about you, Renee, maybe find out where they can go to work with you, get some of those free resources, all that good stuff. Where can they go to find that?
Yes, I have a beautiful free resources page that I've created on my website. I've got a time blocking guide and worksheet along with other podcast episodes, which include you, Amanda, which there's just there. I love them so much. So all of that's on my website. And if someone wants some extra help, I'd love to be a sounding board. You can book a call with me on there too. It's www.renee-claire.com. And then my favorite place to hang out on social is Instagram. And you can find me. I'm always hanging out my stories, answering people's questions, message me. I love chatting there. My handle's at @theproductivewp.
Amazing. Thank you so much for this conversation. This has been great.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for you, Amanda. And I'm glad that I'm behind the scenes with you.
Thank you so much. All right, friends, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of the podcast with Renee Claire. Make sure you go check her out. She's got lots of freebies on her site, as well as an amazing executive club that you can join, where she also offers, you know, one-on-ones and that type of thing. So I would definitely recommend that if you like the idea of automation and batching and you want to learn more, to go connect with Renee. A huge thank you to OfferingTree for sponsoring this episode of the show. Make sure you go give them some love, OfferingTree.com/MBOM. You can also snag your discount there if you do decide to sign up. And if you like this style of episode or you liked what we chatted about today, you can get tons of other episodes from the behind the scenes library on Patreon. It is patreon.com/MBOM yoga. And you can go sign up for the membership there and you get access to all of the episodes we have ever done. All right. Thanks so much for listening and I will see you next week. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of the podcast.
To find links, notes, resources, and everything mentioned in today and all episodes of the show, you can head on over to mbomyoga.com. You can find the podcast and myself on Facebook and social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga. And I would love for you to join the private Facebook community, Yoga Business Badasses. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please make sure you reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com. And last of all, if you enjoyed this episode of the show, please make sure you hit subscribe and leave a review for the podcast. It would mean the world. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.